Hi, everybody. We'll get to Steve and the group and the final channel in just a minute. Today has really affected me because we've been talking so much about people who can do good in this world. That's what we need to focus on, because we know there's the other side and it swings over to the negative. Let's go back to the good and concentrate on that, because when we focus on the areas that are uplifting and heartfelt, we can create more of that in this world. So lose the focus of the negativity and gain the positive thoughts, how wonderful this world is and our humankind around us. I challenge you and myself in the next 24 hours, do something, be the human angel you know you are, do something for another person. And by doing that, it'll come back to you in many ways in your life. It'll make you a happier self. Plus, think about what you're doing for others too. So let's all enjoy this challenge and see how it enhances our lives. So it is.
Greetings, dear ones. We join you this day with your game well in progress. Or you're moving at incredible pace. Yes, there's a lot of energy changing on your planet. And yes, it's causing difficulties and challenges. But we also see the next step, which is absolutely incredible. So we ask all of you to just be patient and know that your thoughts and love is making a difference here more than you understand. There's a lot of ambient energy which is coming from different places that does not match. So at these times, you're still seeing a lot of separation. No, we're going to take care of just ourselves. We're going to eliminate these people from our environment to make our own environment somehow better. And it's prevalent on Earth everywhere. Well, that, we tell you, is starting to shift. The human heart of humanity always rises. You see, dear ones, your spirits. So you can play that game of anger or frustration. You can point to somebody else and say that you are the problem that I have in this life. You can point to a whole group of people and say, if you weren't doing this, my life would be better. But we tell you, you need every single person on planet Earth. There is no one here on Earth right now that is just taking up space. Every single person, no matter what environment they're in, no matter what socioeconomic group, no matter what belief system, no matter what religion, whatever it is that you use to separate each other, there is no separation anymore. And you're starting to see that connect very deeply. Now, interestingly enough, in times of fear is when most of this separation happens, of course, and there are many who would like to use that separation because that is one of the ways that humans can typically be controlled. Well, that's slowing down. You see, dear ones, underneath it all, you can have this belief system over here and this belief system over here, and you can be totally at odds with each other. But if you pull back far enough, you'll see, as the observer does, that you're both actually seeing the same thing. You just came up with different belief systems, different ideas, different approach, different way of looking at things. So by shifting that point of perception even a small amount, you start seeing each other. No, you're not going to convince someone of this belief system to change over to your belief system. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to pull back far enough to where you can see that you're both just humans playing this wonderful little game. And underneath it all, you both have the same belief. And that's the beautiful part. So when you are in difficulties or in challenges of that nature, which you're going to see quite a few more of as you continue on planet Earth, but as you see these, look for opportunities. Because with each one of them comes a very special and unique opportunity to make a deep connection. Earlier in this event, we have just shown you three children who have made a profound difference on planet Earth already under the age of 16. And We tell you, it's very amazing to watch what happens. There's much more of this coming. Furthermore, you're going to have help not only from technologies that will help you that have already started to ground, but also from other beings. You're not alone in the universe. You never were. And although much of it cannot be identified with your scientific processes right at this moment, you'll start seeing openings and opportunities for big advancements. And a lot of that can actually be propagated by many of your neighbors. Yes, they staying out of the way of the planet of free choice. It's not appropriate to come in and start showing off or to sharing where things are. We find that interesting because you've got several of these neighbors, we will simply call it, who were largely responsible for some of the difficult turns that planet Earth took and all of humanity took. And now they're all jumping in saying, how can we help? We're the ones that are here in the beginning. We're the ones that can show you the way home. And we find it fascinating to watch. Do they have anything to offer? Yes, of course they do. The same as your neighbor does, the same as everyone else. It takes all of you. How many light workers does it take to change the world? Every single one of you. Which is why you're here. And why today we simply want to share with you that you have help. There's a lot more to this that's going to come. You don't have to change the world by yourself. You see, deep in the human heart is our memories of home. There are times when you will pull everything aside because your humanness gets you going in a straight line and you continue to keep moving there and pushing and pushing and pushing. And you're on the planet of free choice, so you're allowed to do that. Yet, at some point, you're going to start to feel the connection from home all around you. So even those that have very strict belief systems and try to always paint between the lines, suddenly will realize that there's much more going on. And the depth of the experience of humanity cannot be placed between any two lines. And that gives you a lot more freedom. So you'll have introductions to that that will be coming in from a lot of different aspects. We even tell you that the observer himself has been watching all of this and has very interesting perspectives by not being involved in it and being able to watch from afar. We hope to teach all of you that beautiful effort. Because when you pull back far enough, dear ones, you're all the same. And that is something to be celebrated. That is something very unique to use and to propagate your being alike rather than being separate. That unity is overdue. And although it's been pushed at very far extremes for lots of reasons, the human heart will always awaken. And at some point, it will pull it off, shake off everything around it, and simply say, let's get back on the path. And that is starting to happen on a global basis. Again, it's not about politics, and it's not about divisions even. It's really about the tension of humanity. Because that tension can bring all sorts of things into your life that you'll be looking for answers for. And those with those answers will pop up right at the right time. You're not alone. You never were. And now you're going to see quite a bit of help. Also from the other side of the veil, from our realm, from which we speak, from home. That's a strong connection that you've been working with. Every time you open your eyes, you try to see something that will remind you of home. Every time you listen to music, you try to equate it to music that you know from home. Every time you see something beautiful, it stirs a part of you that you call your heart, which is actually memories from home. That is the beautiful time. Well, we are sending you very special and unique memories from home and will be for this next month. Take it. Remind yourself of who you are. Dare to see yourself and everything else from slightly different perspectives. And watch as planet Earth starts to evolve right in front of you. Dear ones, the time is here. You've made it home. You're just now starting to make some big decisions about the next level of the game. Absolutely perfect. And yes, we will say it. Wait until you see what's coming. You will enjoy it. It's with the greatest of honor, dear ones, that we greet you in these, on these occasions to help you remember who you are and why you came here to play this wonderful game of pretending to be human. Know that you are here on purpose and on time. So the greatest of honor, we ask you to treat each other with respect as you bump into each other, to nurture one another and hold those doors open at every opportunity. And as you're playing this new game, taking it to the next level, play well together, dear ones. Aspavo, we love you dearly. Thank you for taking your power.
Aspavo, I think the group's such a tease when they say, wait till you see what's coming next. I want to know now. But you know what? It gives us something to look forward to, doesn't it? Well, our time has come to an end, I'm sorry to say. So I'll hand the camera back over to Steve and join him to say our goodbyes.
Well, we had a wonderful connection today. Thank you all for being a part of it. It's such a joy for us every month to come together with the family. That's kind of what it's like. It's kind of like this big family dinner that we have once a month where we can kind of catch up with everybody.
Oh, is there food involved? That would be nice. I'll be right back. I know.
I have a wonderful, wonderful journey this month, everybody. The times are getting very interesting now, and the easiest way we can make this whole process work is to hold hands, to look at the ways that we are alike rather than focus on the ways that we are separate from each other.
So true.
So anyway, we have a bunch of special thanks that we want to give everybody.
A special thanks to the following lightworkers for their help in the production of Aspavo TV. Meg Adamson, presenter, and just a wonderful person.
That was an awesome clip today. She's wondering if humanity is sustainable. I love it. I absolutely loved it.
Allison Chester Lambert, presenter. Very wise woman, too. Elena Era, magical graphic arts.
She's the one that makes us look good. And Barbara's pushing me right now. She says, this one's yours. Nick Nevin. Nevmatikos.
I actually have it.
Nick Nevmatikos.
Our webmaster and much more.
He's our very special webmaster.
Kathy Moran, support services.
She's the lady that handles all the help desk for us and most of the time. So we've also got
Gail Harris, producer.
Gail Harris does some incredible things that most of you don't see, but she didn't get credit for because she didn't put her name on it. Awesome work. Thank you so much.
And of course, Stephen Barbara Rother, your host. Oh yes, don't forget about the group.
They love it when we give them credit like that. So that's awesome. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for being with us and a part of this family. Together, we can change this world and make it a comfortable transition to this higher vibrations that we're all reaching for.
Take good care of yourselves.
You're closer than you think. Keep up the great work, everybody. Aspavo.
Aspavo.
We'll see you next month.